Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Throwing it up behind the three-point line for Pharrell Payne, who drives to the basket, a blow-by and a two-handed rim roller for Payne, who then fell down after hanging on the rim, and he's injured. He came down on the leg of the Marquette defender, and he is in some serious pain as Pharrell.
And you heard him screaming after that play. Dunk hung onto the rim. The good news, Maryland completes the comeback win, outscoring Marquette by 7. It was 42-42 at halftime. They win 89-82. The bad news is Pharrell Payne, who had 13 points in 17 minutes of that game, could be out for a long time, Jeremy.
Yeah, and one of the weirdest injuries I've seen, because if you didn't watch the video, like, he dunks, and as he's jumping down, his feet slip, and he does almost like a split, kind of. And you're going, well, how does that happen? Was the floor that slick? Was there a wet spot?
Well, that's people saying. Was it sweat or something? Well, because ice. I mean, it was.
Do you guys remember when they did the tip off in Puerto Rico? College basketball did a tip off in Puerto Rico. They had these tournaments like the Maui Invitational.
Yeah.
They did one in Puerto Rico, and the logos that they put on the floor ended up having condensation come through them, and they were so slippery that people were falling. I'm not saying that was the case here, but we've seen floors have issues as far as like condensation coming through or being a little bit more slippery than other ones. But if you haven't seen the video, I'm not telling you to go watch it. It's weird how he comes down.
You did tell us to watch it.
Okay, then watch it. Unless you don't like seeing disgusting
things.
Yeah. It's, it's uncomfortable. Like, listen to that sound clip and hearing him scream in the background, you can kind of hear the pain he's in.
And that's what got me. When he first fell, I'm like, okay, all right. Then I started hearing the screaming, like, okay, this is real. This is real. You watching it?
Yes.
It's awful, isn't it? Like, how did that happen?
Is he coming back this year?
I don't think. It's a hip issue. So, like, the last time I said something, remember, Nelson Cruz had that hip issue where he was like a He-Man figure whose leg came out, and then they popped it back into the socket or whatever with his leg. I forget what it was, hip, leg, something. Knee bones connected to the hearty, whatever. That injury, and I'm like, oh, well, see, that's why you don't sign Nelson Cruz. He's going to be out for a while. And like 3 games later, he was back. So I think this is more significant than that, obviously. But until we find out, I mean, I don't want to mess with a hip. That could be a full season, man.
Without him, who are they?
That's the best player on the team. So it's not even close, in my opinion. That's who you, like, last year, if the offense was built around Derek Queen, this is your, I'm not telling you he's talent-wise on the
level.
This is
the equivalent.
This is the equivalent of who you want the offense to go through.
Tough luck, man.
It just sucks, man. In a year where you're trying to figure out who you are and lay some groundwork for Buzz to lose your best player, just doesn't seem fair.
I mean, not just a player early on, as say he's trying to, you know, get his footing here and find out who he is. And it's just a shame because, especially for this team, has such struggle finding big men. I mean, it seems like, Iowa always seems to find, Purdue finds them, and then Maryland's a struggle to find a big guy, and then you got to get the best player on the team. And to me, it looked like a freak injury.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the way he comes down and to see his feet, like you don't see that happen on a basketball court.
No. Like when you see that happen, is like someone steps on, you know, black ice in a parking lot, yeah, when the feet just go out from under them, like quickly.
Or somebody's underneath the hoop and you're trying to avoid it, and when you come down, you land awkwardly. But he dunked, there's nobody underneath him, and he comes down, it's just like, whoop, that's it.
Oof. Mm. Great win by Maryland. One of those wins you want to walk away from. Actually, Ed, and say, see, maybe they can get it together, turn it around. 3-1 on the year.
Yeah.
And now you just have more question marks because, as Jeremy said accurately, this is the guy that you build your offense around, and now you got to figure it out again. Buzz can figure it out, but Buzz figuring it out and somebody executing the two completely different 100%.
Things. But you know the people that didn't want Buzz here that wanted somebody else are going to sit here and they're going to beat him up all year long because this is obviously Buzz's fault.
Well, it always is, man, with the coaches.
Yeah, I mean, I look, again, I just don't think that's fair in what put together.
Of course not.
Like the last second trying to throw a roster together in the Big Ten, it's just it's so difficult to do and be competitive, and we don't know if they were going to be, but if they were going to be, it starts with this guy.
It's just a shame because it's, you know, we get a new coach, you look for a new day, you know, I think most people look forward to Maryland, you know, Terps basketball season here.
Mm-hmm.
And then your best player is out already, and like, I feel bad for him. I really do. I just listen to him talk. He seems like, you know, if your first impressions are anything, pretty no nonsense. Just, you know, not gruff, not a bad way. Just speaks plainly, tells the truth. You know, it kind of seems like, because he was questioned about Payne's injury. He said, look, I just make a habit of old school. I just do not talk about players. And he went on and gave a long, polite explanation about, basically, I'm never talking about injuries.
Good for him.
You know,
the one thing I do like, though, I mean, this is no disrespect to the opponent, Ed, but mm-hmm. they get a figure-it-out game with Mount St. Mary's at home.
Yeah.
That's no disrespect to Mount St. Mary's, but tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, you can find that game on Big Ten Network Plus. Also here on 105.7 Fan.
I think it also says a lot about the team coming back to win that game against Marquette.
Yeah, because he was out most of the second half, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, to get a figure-it-out game, it's not like you got to go right against UNLV or after that. You got Gonzaga. You get a figure-it-out game where you start, you know, who's who, what's what, who's going to assume the new roles. It's only one game, but it's a good thing, and I'm happy about that. Nothing else, though. Your thoughts on the 3-1 start? Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, it doesn't mean as much to me. I think Georgetown might be better than we thought. Not that they're good. We were in Georgetown this weekend. They were playing Clemson. My wife's like, do you want to go to the game? And I was like, if you want to go to the game, I would definitely go. But no, I don't need to go to the game to watch Clemson and Georgetown play. But
you were
I
in Georgetown?
Yeah. We went, like,
Your wife asked you if you wanted to go to the game?
Yeah. No. Hold on. First off, my wife never has weekends off. She works a weekend option. So when she does, I try to plan something. So I sent her a bunch of ideas of things we could do in either D.C. or Baltimore, one of which was a secret food tour. So we like that. And as smart as my wife is, she goes and looks up all the different places, and she made her own food tour. But because she's off and I'm doing that for her,
yeah,
her day.
I'm not suggesting you should have gone. I'm just suggesting how cool it was that she...
Thank you.
That's what I got.
If I was in D.C. with Celeste, I don't think she's recommending Caps game.
I told you.
Hey, the Caps are playing.
I'm not debating.
How would you like to go?
I'm not saying, damn, Jeremy, you should have gone. I'm saying, man, that's pretty cool. She suggested on her day off, you go see a college basketball game.
I just got to be happy that she let me spend $130 on baked goods. Cookies, cupcakes. By the way, they're all gone. My high ass. You cannot let me go into a bakery.
That much on cookies and stuff?
I will show you the receipts.
Did you really?
Yes. We went to Levain. Is that right? Is that a national Levain? Like a bakery that had these gigantic cookies.
Over here, you don't do no big goods.
Somebody told me there was one in New York, so immediately I looked at him. And, hey, something's in New York. Ed's got to know where it is. It's in Buffalo. But no, like it was fun. We went to, what was it? The one, my wife got me to go to one called, what is it? It's Blazed and, or, Wired and Baked. And I'm going, well, it was really good. But I thought maybe there was going to be a little hint of something in my cupcakes, and it wasn't. So.
It wasn't?
No,
it wasn't. Oh, how sad.
But it was delicious.
Judge Nicole Pastore joins us at 7:45 about her program that she has going on. Phenomenal program. Had some graduates coming up. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, her program helped out a buddy of mine. I'll talk about that later. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.